Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, though not such a great day for the U.S. economy. In fact, the jobs report came out, and it was surprisingly weak. President Biden trying to make the best of it. But this one more bit of bad news thrown into the hopper. While at least there's some in the U.S. Senate, there are some independent-minded Democrats, Kristen Sinema, Joe Manchin, and a bunch, about a dozen, independent-minded Republicans who actually seem to care more about the welfare of the country than about partisan games. The debt ceiling postponement, which is really all it is. I mean, this is putting off the big fight that will ultimately have to happen until December, which is not that far away. I mean, you know the way the clock works. This is early December. We have Halloween, then we have Thanksgiving, then we have Christmas. This will be done before Christmas. It has to be done before Christmas. And yet there are people on the Republican side of things who are saying this is a total surrender. The Democrats have won everything. This is kind of nutty, especially coming up to an election which, according to most experts and anybody who's looking at it, is an election that should tilt in a Republican direction. Unless, and that's always a big possibility, Republicans get too deeply involved with trying to attack one another. In primary fights, in fights about, well, are we going to take a look at what happened on January 6th? Are we not going to take a look at what happened on January 6th? President Trump spoke up very ardently, attacking Mitch McConnell, calling him a surrender monkey, basically, saying that the desire by Republicans to avoid an economic catastrophe was actually traitorous somehow. Does anyone understand why that would be? What was supposed to happen? Or was there just the assumption that either one side surrenders altogether or the other side surrenders altogether? As it turned out, both sides gave a little. And meanwhile, the country continues to function, and the Democrats continue to fight among themselves to try to figure out what they're going to do about the big new expansion of entitlements, the big new efforts for climate change, for preschool and everything else that Joe Biden appears to want to include in his Build Back Better bill. Three B's in a row? I don't know if that works at all. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. There's a powerful column that's out today. Well, there's my column in Newsweek that just went up, which is a column about the importance of actually looking for good intentions. When you're working with somebody and trying to work with anybody else, and including a rival, it doesn't really work if what you're going to focus on is trying to find the worst possible explanation for what your rival is saying or doing. In other words, the idea of America having all kinds of partisan bickering and having a very, very rabid kind of partisanship regarding policy, that's the real deal. That's America. That is part of our heritage. That is part of how our political system works. But what has been true in the past, and really until really just the last couple of years, has been even while you were fighting over how much the tax rate should be, or how much you should spend, or what you're going to do about the deficit, or what you're going to do about foreign policy, or what you're going to do about education policy, all of that, it has to do with fighting over means, not fighting over ends. Generally, I think that most Americans can say that Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives all want the same thing for their constituents. Peace, prosperity, respect, security, all of those things. The argument is about how you get there. That's the way democracy is supposed to work. But it cannot work if you believe that the other side is trying to destroy the country. If you believe that the total motivation for the side that disagrees with you, and this is something that both Republicans and Democrats are guilty of, if you believe that the real motivation, the underlying desire by people on the other side is not the same things that you want, but something very different, the end of democracy. I mean, honestly, this is one of the stupidest things the Democrats say. They say that President Trump came within inches, within moments of destroying our democracy. Look, I think he loused up the election. I think that the January 6th riots were a disgrace. And his entire effort to overturn a legitimate and certified election result was shameful. But was that a desire for him to destroy democracy and to ruin America and impose dictatorship? Of course not. What it was a desire to do was to retain power for the administration that President Trump believed, and I think believes sincerely, I think still believes, that his leadership was so important that it justified extraordinary means. Okay, you can argue about that. But to suggest that the left once is basically Maoists and basically want to completely obliterate our free market system, or to contest that the right is basically neo-Nazis who want to impose white supremacy and destroy any individual liberty or destroy our democratic functioning or basically to steal elections, to claim that, where can you compromise? And the idea that somehow there's something wrong with Mitch McConnell because he actually wanted the nation to avoid economic catastrophe, that's a real shame. And it's also a very destructive passage to take if you're a Republican and you're hoping for a Republican win in 2022. Now, first of all, there's a Republican win possible, increasingly possible, in 2021, because we're coming up in literally just a couple of weeks to this very crucial governor's race in Virginia. And what's amazing here is Terry McAuliffe is in a world of trouble because he has basically said that parents should not have a role in determining the curriculum or the handling or the administration of the schools their children attend and that these parents have paid for by paying their taxes all these years. That's a real shame. And the idea that Terry McAuliffe is taking that position, it's hurt him a lot. And he's gone from a small lead to basically a dead heat with Glenn Youngkin, who is the former corporate head, who is making a spirited run, mainstream run, to be a new Republican governor of Virginia, a state that has been leaning more and more Democratic. But the basic point is that for a happier life, for a happier country, for a more sane interaction with other people, there's actually a Jewish principle that it's really worth remembering. And it goes back literally 2,000 years. And there's a Hebrew phrase, dan lekach zechut, which means basically give people the benefit of the doubt. Don't look for the worst possible motivation. Look for the best possible motivation. And maybe you look at somebody who's on a different side from you and you say, how can you even believe that? Well, figure out a way. Because there usually is a way. And basically trying to do that allows the nation and your personal life to work better. We'll be speaking later today about white supremacy, neo-Nazism, and survival of the Jewish community with Mark Oppenheimer, who's been writing about the Tree of Life shooting in Pittsburgh. That and much more coming up on The MedVed Show. We'll be right back.
Join in your daily dose of debate.
I'm sorry, my temper here. You had me, my blood really boiling.
The Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Oh, they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Michael Medved Show. Pleasure to be speaking to you on this Friday when one of the biggest movies of the year, sure to be a major, major hit, is the 25th James Bond movie and the last one with Daniel Craig. Is it worthy of all the hype? I may have misstated the length of the film, how long it is, last time, because it's just so incredibly long, it's hard to get it right. But it's actually, the right number is it's 183 minutes long. Okay, that's 2 hours, 43 minutes long. Which, again, led Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, to comment, I thought, fairly wittily, the movie's called No Time to Die, but there's plenty of time to sleep. Actually, it's too exciting for that, but we will get to that movie and to the new drama with a completely different sort of approach for Jason Sudeikis. He's moved on beyond Ted Lasso to somebody much less wholesome. We will get to that as well. The movie's called South of Heaven. Okay, right now we are very much south of heaven, or in purgatory at best, in terms of the U.S. economy. The job report is alarming all sorts of people, and every element of the political standing. Here is what CNN had to say about the September jobs report, clip 7.
Hot off the presses, a brand new jobs report, a look at the state of the economy. Chief business correspondent Christine Romans with the new details. What does it say?
All right, let me just run through the top line numbers for you here, John, because it's a real brain teaser. 194,000 net new jobs added, way less than anybody expected, and less than last month and the worst of the year.
Okay, now, again, this is CNN, which is at least people had assumed that they would be very much defending the Biden administration and its record and its accomplishments. Well, not so much. They've been very aggressive about Biden and his handling of everything, not just Afghanistan. And here is Stephanie Pomboy, who is the founder and president of Macro Mavens, which is a company that delivers insights on emerging macroeconomic trends. And she's talking about the implications for this jobs number for global financial markets. And this on the other side of the political spectrum from Fox News. Listen, clip 6.
I think the number, getting to your point about, companies having a hard time getting workers in this environment of endless stimulus, the number from this morning's report to focus on is 183, minus 183. That's how 183,000 people dropped out of the labor force in September. That's an amazing number, and it's not a good one.
Okay, not a good one. And is that something that actually matters in terms of the Biden administration and its ability to try to restart the economy? Democrat Representative Sherrill admits that the jobs report in particular was bad for women. Again, another segment of the population supposed to be leaning Democratic, but isn't benefiting from this Democratic administration. This is clip 4.
Something that no one seems to be talking about, and I didn't hear it from your panel, is how bad those jobs numbers were for women. Yeah. We have seen again and again and again how bad our jobs numbers are for women. And I have heard the same thing that your panelists kind of alluded to from people in my district, employers who can't find a place. Oh, people are being paid to stay home. And I said, well, that ends, right? That ended in September. But let's see. Because I have to tell you, I'm a mom of 4 kids, and the childcare hits that families are facing across this nation are going to make it hard for working parents to get back to work. And, you know, we saw that in the bad April jobs numbers where women didn't make any gains. August, we saw men going back to work 7-1, the rate of women. And my gosh, in these last jobs numbers, women actually lost 26,000 jobs in the market.
Okay, this is got to be of concern to everybody. And this is not just a Democratic problem. It's not just a Republican problem. It's an American problem. And one of the things that is sometimes useful about looking through the paper is very often you will have stories from abroad that are covered in the newspaper that aren't so much covered on cable TV. For instance, in the New York Times, they have one page. It's actually page A6, where the lead headline is at least 20 dead and hundreds injured as earthquake hits Pakistan. And right next door in India, they have a picture of weeping people, and the headline is teachers are assassinated in Kashmir as attacks rise. What happened was a number of Islamic terrorists came into a school in Kashmir, and they asked the religious affiliation of all the people who were teaching there. And they found two teachers who weren't Muslim and killed them. Okay, we have arguments about American education, but think of what that means. And then in Afghanistan, it's not the Taliban, it's ISIS, which is condemned by the Taliban. I mean, you talk about living in a nightmare. I blew up a mosque. Friday is, of course, a holy day in Islam, and people go to mosque. Well, they blew up a mosque, killed at least 50 people. This was Shiite Muslims. Think about the level of hatred that you are willing to kill yourself, to blow your body into little bloody chunks of flesh for the sake of killing other people who are your fellow Muslims, but they happen to be Shiites instead of Sunnis, like ISIS is tremendously Sunni, which means they're on the opposite side from Iran. And what you're talking about is levels of hatred and hell that are phenomenal. And yes, that can put some of our American arguments and some of our American difficulties and our American divisions and polarization, put it in context. No, we're not suffering the same kind of level of hellishness that other parts of the world are. But again, we're Americans. We expect better. We deserve better. The UN votes to appoint a watchdog to monitor human rights in Afghanistan under the Taliban. I'm sure that's going to go very well. There's a couple of pieces today, one from the left and one from not exactly the right, but the center, about the mindset that's tearing us apart. And then a headline for a column that I kind of forces you to read it. And it says, how dumb can a nation get and still survive? Are we questioning the survival of the United States because of sheer, unadulterated, shameless stupidity? Well, yeah, syndicated column in the Washington Post. We'll get to that and much more coming up on The Medved Show.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
It sounds great.
The Michael Medved Show.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken spoke with the President of Mexico on Friday, the two discussing a new security agreement and how to tackle a surge in migration. Secretary Blinken describing what needs to be done to boost security.
We have to do more to disrupt arms and narcotics trafficking and smuggling, to strengthen border and port security, to dismantle the financial system that sustains organized crime, and to root out impunity and to hold accountable human rights abusers, and critically, to address public health issues of addiction.
A North Texas high school is still playing its scheduled high school football game despite an on-campus shooting earlier this week. The Timberview Wolves will face Waco University High tonight in Waco. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
On the Michael Medved show, you would think that with this danger, and it's a real danger, of hitting the debt ceiling and having a devaluation of the American economy, have a default for the first time in American history, you'd assume that the day after that threat is put aside, that there'd be a generally celebratory attitude, that people would be feeling better about everything. They're not. And part of what this comes to is the notion that it's one thing to say that your opponents have bad ideas. I think a lot of the liberal ideas are terrible. I think they're genuinely bad ideas. But it's very different going after bad ideas than going after your opponents if they're bad people. And that appears to be the problem right now on the left and the right. It's why people on the right side of things at the moment are basically saying, well, okay, the Democrats are relieved here because the economy didn't collapse and they didn't get blamed. And so that must be a bad thing for us. Except guess what? The Republicans should be relieved as well. Because the idea that you'd only have one side of the spectrum that would be blamed if we had a thoroughgoing American disaster, we have a minor disaster today with the unemployment rate, with the employment rate, the jobs report coming in so disappointing as we talked about. But think about it getting much, much worse, where we would be going up again to 10% unemployment or that sort of a difficulty for the economy. I mean, this is serious stuff. And the fact that that all of a sudden Chuck Schumer may be resolved, may be relieved, doesn't mean that Mitch McConnell or any other Republican should be aggrieved. This is basically what Senator Schumer said on the Senate floor today. And, of course, he's still trying to make political hay out of the situation and to have a self-aggrandizing view of himself. But still, here is the Senate Majority Leader, Charles Schumer of New York.
This Republican manufactured crisis. Despite immense opposition from Leader McConnell and members of his conference, our caucus held together and we pulled our country back from the cliff's edge that Republicans tried to push us over. This is a temporary but necessary and important fix. I appreciate that at the end of the day we were able to raise the debt limit without a convoluted and unnecessary reconciliation process that until today the Republican leader claimed was the only way to address the debt limit. Let me say that again. Today's vote is proof positive that the debt limit can be addressed without going through the reconciliation process.
Okay, they can do that by having the Republicans, or at least enough Republicans, actually vote. The final vote on raising the debt ceiling in the Senate was 50 to 48, and those 48 who were basically Republicans who didn't show up. But to get to that point where the Democrats could win that vote, 50 to 48, and actually raise the debt limit, to get to that vote procedurally, they had to put in a vote so that there would be more than the filibuster requirement. And basically what happened with that was that there were 10 Republicans who joined the Democrats, and all the Democrats, including Sinema and Manchin, for basically raising the allowing a direct vote on raising the debt limit and at least postponing that fight until December. Now, all of this is just so much not in the national interest. Does anyone actually believe that there's a gain going on here for anyone in the country? Here is Senator McConnell speaking today on the Senate floor about the surging energy prices and some of the problems the Democrats still have. Listen to clip two.
Just as our friends in Europe are facing soaring natural gas costs and the threat of winter shortages, just as it seems Russia may be willingly supplying less and less gas to the free world, Democrats want our nation to declare war on natural gas, kill tens of thousands of jobs, drain billions from the economy, and increase costs for our families. At a moment when U.S. natural gas futures just hit a 12-year high, there's no limit to the harm Democrats will inflict on America to force the heartland to accept elite liberal fashions. Their legislation includes special giveaways for electric cars that are disproportionately the preferred option, you guessed it, of wealthy people, jacking up America's gas bills and utility prices in order to turn 49 other states into California. It's a bad idea at an awful time. And just one more way their reckless taxing and spending spree would hurt families.
Okay, again, part of why that's on the Senate floor this morning is to make it clear that agreeing to avoid a default, agreeing to avoid a complete disaster, is not the equivalent of surrendering. There are no issues here where Joe Biden has won, and it's very unlikely that he will win the major part of his Build Back Better program because it's too expensive. And basically, the way the odds making has been going, it has been going against the idea, not for the idea, that Biden is going to be able to insist on passing his expensive $3.5 trillion, or it might even be $5.5 trillion, as Karl Rove said yesterday, his major spending bill, before they even get to the infrastructure bill, which has bipartisan support. What people are saying now is the most likely outcome as we push down toward the end of the year and toward that renewed fight on the debt ceiling, the most likely outcome is that they do agree to go first to the infrastructure bill, to pass that on a bipartisan basis, to chalk up what at least some people could call a victory for Joe Biden, but also, frankly, a victory for America, and then drop at least until there is some kind of election theme that can actually send a message from America that takes place in 2022. But the idea that we were facing such a existential crisis that Joe Biden needed to be a transformational president like Lyndon Johnson or like FDR, they both came into office with overwhelming majorities in Congress. And this entire episode is an indication that Joe Biden doesn't have that. I'll tell you something else that we don't have. We don't have right now a willingness to put aside the political nature of the vaccine issue. Now, why should vaccines be an issue? I mean, truly, where people are shouting at each other on the street, we have some audio of that, where people are increasingly angry and increasingly unwilling to actually work together on something that is clearly for the national interest. I mean, one of the questions basically here would be, how does America gain? How does anyone in America gain, except people who may be making money on it, if there are fewer people who get vaccinated, if there are more people who defy vaccine mandates? In other words, you can make an argument that, well, the vaccine doesn't really help that much, but that's not an argument that makes any sense, is it? But, and certainly getting people to give up the vaccine or to turn away from the vaccine, how does that help? We will get to that and the column by Eugene Robinson, How Dumb Can a Nation Get and Still Survive? That and more on The MedVed Show.
You're listening to the mighty...
You're the best radio show host in the country.
Michael MedVed Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of our state of Washington? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. The internationally acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and the free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Eugene Robinson is a longtime columnist for the Washington Post. He disagrees with me on just about everything, including very strongly the issue of reparations, where he has been a big advocate of the reparations movement for slavery and for other crimes, for Jim Crow, for the general long-term suffering of Black America. Okay. But he has a column today that I think is very tough to disagree with. And the title of the column is How Dumb Can a Nation Get and Still Survive? And he says in the column, how did we become in such alarming measure so dumb? Why is the news dominated by ridiculous controversies that should not be controversial at all? When did so many of our fellow citizens become full-blown nihilists who deny even the concept of objective reality? And how must this look to the rest of the world? Read the headlines and try not to weep, he says. Our elected representatives in the U.S. Senate, which laughably calls itself the world's greatest deliberative body, agreed yesterday not to wreck our economy and trigger a global recession, at least for a few weeks. Republicans had refused to raise the federal debt ceiling or even to let Democrats do so quickly by a simple majority vote. They relented only after needlessly unsettling an international financial system based on the U.S. dollar. The frequent games of chicken that Congress plays over the debt ceiling are, to use a term of art I recall from Economics 101, droolingly stupid. Well, that's exactly right, Eugene. In the end, yes, we always agree to pay our obligations, but the credit rating of the planet's greatest economic superpower has already been lowered because of this every few years ritual, and each time we stage the absurd melodrama, we risk a miscalculation that sends us over the fiscal cliff. Today's trench warfare, political tribalism, makes that peril greater than ever. An intelligent and reasonable Congress would eliminate the debt ceiling once and for all. Our Congress is neither. And by the way, that doesn't mean that you can't put in another means that would actually restrain spending. I mean, I do think that because everything else has worked so poorly, it might be worthwhile to reconsider some form of balanced budget amendment or some form of fiscal discipline that is built in a bipartisan basis so that the idea of America going broke and wrecking the entire economy over this issue of spending does not come up every time and again and again and again. And then he notes, Eugene Robinson, an episode that we played some audio for you from an episode involving Lindsey Graham. And Senator Graham in South Carolina was speaking to a crowd of Republicans at a country club in his home state over the weekend when he tried gently to boost South Carolina's relatively low rate of vaccination against the coronavirus. He began, "If you haven't had the vaccine, you ought to think about getting it, because if you're my age, no, no," yelled many in the crowd. Okay, is this smart? If somebody's saying you might think about getting a vaccine, Graham retreated. "I didn't tell you to get it. I said you ought to think about it." And then he defended his own decision to get vaccinated. But still, the crowd shouted him down. Seriously, people? In other words, okay, fine, you don't want to get the vaccine. You should express yourself. You should actually see if you work for a company that requires the vaccine, or if you work for a branch of the government that requires the vaccine. If you don't, and you actually want to oppose the vaccine or you don't want to get it, fine. But why would you, this is honestly something I don't understand. Why would you encourage somebody else not to get it? In other words, given the fact that the evidence is overwhelming, that the chances are in the overwhelming percentage of cases, vaccine's actually going to help somebody, why would you be shouting no or trying to accuse people who have given their children the vaccine? You think the vaccine's going to turn them into werewolves? What? I mean, that's a reasonable question, it seems to me, Eugene Robinson. He writes, COVID-19 is a highly infectious disease that has killed more than 700,000 Americans, that's as many as the Civil War, over the past 20 months. More than the Civil War in less time. Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines all but guarantee that recipients, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, all but guarantee that recipients will not die from COVID. I have or had an acquaintance who refused to get vaccinated despite pleas from his adult children to protect himself. He got COVID-19 and it killed him. Most of the deaths the nation has suffered during the current Delta variant wave of the disease, deaths of the unvaccinated, have been similarly needless and senseless. COVID-19 is a bipartisan killer. In the tribal political sense, writes Eugene Robinson, the safe and effective vaccines are a bipartisan miracle developed under the Republican President Donald Trump and largely distributed under the Democratic Biden administration. People in most of the rest of the world realize, however, that vaccination is not political at all. It is a matter of life and death, and also a matter of how soon, if ever, we get to resume our normal lives. Why would people not protect their own health and save their own lives? How is this anything but just plain stupid? We are having other fights that are, unlike vaccination, partisan and political, but equally divorced from demonstrable fact. Conservatives and state legislatures across the country are pushing legislation to halt the teaching of critical race theory in public schools. I put the term in quotes because genuine critical race theory, a dry and esoteric set of ideas debated in obscure academic journals, is not actually being taught in these schools at all. What's being taught instead and squelched is American history, which happens to include slavery, Jim Crow, repression, and structural racism. Now, all of that, except for the idea of structural racism, I think he's right. He says, "I get it. The GOP has become the party of white racial grievance, and this battle against an imaginary enemy stirs the base. But the whole charade involves Republican officials, many of them educated at the nation's top schools, betting that their constituents are too dumb to know they're being lied to. So far, the bet is paying off." And then, of course, there's the whole stolen election farce, which led to the tragedy of January 6th. Every recount, every court case, every verifiable fact, every audit proves that Joe Biden fairly defeated Donald Trump. Yet a sizable portion of the American public either can't do basic arithmetic or doesn't believe that 1 + 1 really does equal 2. How dumb can a nation get and still survive? Idiotically, we seem determined to find out. And again, if you listen this morning to the level of legal fights over subpoenas to Dan Scavino and Mark Meadows and Steve Bannon, and Steve Bannon claiming executive privilege for a time when he wasn't even in the government, and at a time when he had just recently been pardoned for scamming people about building a private wall. Do you remember that? He basically took several million dollars from contributors to make contributions to build a Trump-like wall, but it wouldn't be built by the government. It would be built by private contributions. They built nothing. It was a scam. There are too many scams in this country. There are big scams on the left, and I do think that a lot of what people think of as critical race theory is a gigantic scam. The idea that somehow it's going to help black people or help the country at large for people to learn about American guilt. We need a little bit more gratitude. We need a little bit more perspective. We need a little bit more effort to actually pick up newspapers and see what real hatred and real dysfunction and real prejudice and real bigotry and hate looks like. That's one of the things we're going to be talking about with Mark Oppenheimer, who's a professor, teaches journalism at Yale. And Mark has written a book about the lingering hate of anti-Semitism and conspiracism that led to that horrible shooting in Pittsburgh. And actually the way that healthy communities respond to that. It's an optimistic story, ultimately. We'll be speaking to him later in the show. We'll also be talking to Paul Kengor about abortion extremism. Not in Texas, but in New York State. Just amazing stuff. All of which deserves coverage and attention. Plus the last James Bond movie, Oh Say It Ain't So, may not be so. We'll talk about that and more, all coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.